This is a Sports Radio 740 podcast on sportsradio740.com.
Now, I was explaining to Russell what is about to happen because I want to help some guys out here in the River Region, and we want to help them out because we all know how often our spouses, our significant others, sit there and try to talk to us about something we could care less about. Exactly the same thing that happens to me whenever I'm trying to talk to my wife about either video games or wrestling.
Right.
Checks out. All right, so this is what is going to be our attempt to help you understand what she's talking about without you actually having to listen to her say it.
We hear it all the time.
So, Mr. Comey, sir, I thought if you came back for one last meeting, we could straighten things out. Look, I want a do-over. I have no tapes. Let's make a deal. You hand over all your notes, and I'll erase the tapes. I mean, there are no tapes. No tapes.
You don't listen, you don't care.
I was watching TV last week, and I saw that the first couple guys were brought on to meet you.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I saw one guy come in with an engagement ring, and up until hours before that, he'd been my boyfriend. Of 7 months. Demario.
That's why we're here to help.
Oh, thank God.
That's what she said.
All right. This is called That's What She Said, and it is our attempt to make you understand what she is watching without you actually having to watch it and listen to her talk about it. And unfortunately, we missed out on the Dancing with the Stars thing from last week, okay?
I wouldn't say it's that unfortunate.
No, here's what's sad about this, and I don't know if any other guy in the River Region had to do this. I have not watched a single thing of Dancing with the Stars. The wife and I have the agreement. She goes into the bedroom. She watches her shows. I stay in the living room. I play PS4. We're good,
right?
Okay? Well, obviously, you know, David Ross was on Dancing with the Stars.
Okay.
She would call me in whenever Rossi was about to do some dance that was at least incorporated somewhat with baseball. His first one was to go Cubs go. His last one was like take me out to the ballgame. That's all I saw the entire show. Okay? It comes time for him on the final dance or whatever to then pick the winner. She sends me an email, or not an email address. She sends me a Facebook page and says, go there and vote now for David Ross. I'm like, I didn't even watch the show. She's like, don't care. Go vote for him right now. You can vote up to five times. Vote all five times for him.
See, the joke, and I know she's listening. I know she's listening.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
At some point, and again, I've been married 14 years, almost 15 years. At some point, you got to put your foot down about this.
Well,
although I will say this. Now, I will say this. Full disclosure, I don't think my wife's listening, but if she is, she understands this. There are some things I just will not watch. She was watching a Lifetime movie yesterday. Ain't having it. I will. What I will do, though, is I have acquiesced to this. As we watch, if there's not a live sporting event coming on, she loves a station called MeTV.
What is MeTV?
MeTV is like classic stuff. It's on like 12.2, something like that. It's on our cable system. So it's MeTV. There's a lot of Andy Griffith. we watch a lot of Andy Griffith. And you know what? It's not bad. I got two kids. You know, they're a little younger, you know, preteen and a teenager, you know, early teen. Andy's good lessons. So, you know, it's not bad. The one that I do not like to watch that I wind up watching is Columbo. I don't get the show.
I used to watch it
Robert
as a kid.
Falk, right?
Yes.
I don't get the show. I think he's corny. He looks dirty. He's smoking that cheap cigar. I don't get it. But I know what you're saying, so you've got to watch this Dancing with the Stars thing. Where I have drawn the line is, and I'll even watch one, and I'm going to announce this to the River Region. We watch Judge Judy a lot.
Really?
And it's trash, and I know it's trash, but here's the thing. If you're having a bad day, you're feeling bad about yourself, watch Judge Judy, and you will feel 100,000% better about your life and where you're going in this life.
Right.
Because it's the worst of the worst. It is mamas suing daughters. It is tenants suing landlords. It is dog owners suing breeders. It is the most asinine, insane bunch of garbage, and I have to watch my mouth because this is not what I call it at the house. The most insane bunch of garbage out there, but it makes my wife happy.
Yes.
She likes it.
Yeah. I will watch, and this gets to this part, right, to what, you know, the main show that was on that your wife is or girlfriend's going to be talking about is The Bachelorette. Or Bachelor, because they seem to just pop one out right after.
Right. Well,
the
next, yeah. Well, they're filming.
Yeah, and for me, and look, I'll go ahead and let you know. There's in my lifetime, if there was ever somebody that walked to me and said, "Joe, if I could get you on one reality show, just one, like no questions asked, you say it, you are on it for the very next season. Which one would it be?" Obviously, it wouldn't be Bachelor, Bachelorette. I would have a major problem at my house if I said that.
Well, sure.
It would be Big Brother. That is a show I will be at. We will watch that religiously. When I talk about this, as in we will not only watch the shows whenever they come on Sunday nights, I believe it's Sunday, Wednesday, Thursday, but we'll also watch Big Brother After Dark that comes on at like 11 o'clock. And by the time the
Is that on like Showtime? That's like the nudie channel version?
I think it's on like the whatever the TV Guide Network is or whatever now. But we'll watch that, and by Wednesday and Thursday, because we've watched so much of Big Brother After Dark, we will already know what's going to happen in the show based on little complex, you know, context clues that's been going on. So I'll watch that. I love that show. I'll be on that one in a heartbeat. I think The Bachelor and Bachelorette is one of the dumbest television shows in America. I really do. Because if it was real life, we would be calling this girl a certain name because she's dating 15 guys at the exact
Slut.
Same time.
Yes. Slut is the word.
That's the word.
That's not against FCC regulation.
Okay, making sure. Well, that's the word.
Yes.
And if it was a guy doing this, every girl in America would be calling a guy the exact same thing because he's dating 15 girls at the same time.
Right.
So I think that it is a totally just idiotic thing. But I'm on Twitter last night. And I have to hear, and I'm having to continue to read, because there are so many sports guys that tweet about this show. I mean, you were looking at it now. There are fantasy leagues for this stuff.
Mel Kiper Jr. does a Bachelor Big Board.
Does he really?
He really does. He does. On his show that he's got, which never listen to that show because it's on a different network. But on his show, he has, during the season, a Bachelor Big Board. And he ranks them. He ranks the females and this and that. He does it just like the draft. It's disturbing. It's absolutely disturbing.
So he does it. I know Barrett Salee, which we'll have on tomorrow. He does. He tweets and live tweets about
it. We got
to
talk to Barrett.
And he was down. I've tried. I've tried so many times, and he just loves it. And there's a reason for it. We'll explain tomorrow. But last night, there was this thing that happened that made Twitter blow up. Okay, there were two things that Twitter blew up about last night. One was the offsides, non-offsides call in the Stanley Cup Finals.
Right.
Okay, there was that, and then there was DeMario. Now,
and I'm looking at DeMario.
If you don't know,
I've got him pulled up. I'm looking at DeMario.
Okay, so if you heard it at the very beginning, what you just heard was a girl that was talking to the Bachelorette. And she just like rolls up into this basketball court during some of these big group dates that they're on, goes up to the Bachelorette and says, "Look, one of your guys that is on the show with you right now was dating me as he was casted, and he's not dating me anymore."
See,
so he basically ended it because he got on Bachelorette.
Well, listen, I mean, you know, depending on how long the relationship was. I was going to say this. If you're an aspiring actor and you don't have a girlfriend, and you know, the opposite works for if you're an aspiring actress and you don't have a boyfriend and this thing comes along.
Yeah.
Okay. So if you're on this thing, you've got notoriety. So you got that. You're also hooking up with this chick who's going to be pretty hot. Same thing with the Bachelorette, you know, with the Bachelor. Like, that dude's going to be hooking up with some pretty hot chicks, right?
Right.
And it's nonstop, and they want it, and they're plying them with alcohol, and this and that.
Yeah.
It's so if you're kind of a hoe, well then that's cool, because that's what's happening. Well, I mean, what you're doing is your personal life is completely out there in the open. I can't imagine anybody doing it. But I would say this. If you've ever been a quarterback for an SEC team,
Yeah.
Go on it, because you're going to get a job at ESPN.
Oh,
they're
definitely
firing everybody else, and they're putting these two bums in there. These guys, they couldn't play.
No, they can't. No.
They're awful quarterbacks. They're not a very good analyst. Palmer can't wear a suit right.
Oh, no. His shirt's always a little too small. Listen,
so Jack Stone, contestant, if you ever played at Leftover State, yeah, be on there, because these guys just look like such tool bags, man.
Yeah.
Now, all of them.
They do.
What? These are guys that would wear rompers. These are guys that would wear rompers. And Rob would Will looks like the brother that would wear the romper. You saw the romper ad, and it's like five D-bags, and they're all wearing these rompers, and then there's the one brother, and he's wearing a fur coat over his romper.
Yeah.
Will's that guy.
All right. So we'll
take the phone call.
Yeah,
right?
so here we'll take phone call 240-923-0180-239-9544. Sports Radio 740. Who's this?
Good afternoon, Bogey.
Bogey, look at you getting in early, man.
Yeah, well, I was inspired, Russell, on fashion. and in the spirit of the Bachelor or Bachelorette, whatever discussion, the greatest concept ever. Girls gone wild. Let's go to spring break destinations and get a bunch of college kids drunk and have them take their shirt off and make millions of dollars in videos.
Oh, yeah. That became popular, too. Trust me, those guys tried to come through Huntsville a few times.
Oh, they came through Montgomery more than once until they finally shut it down.
Yeah, that was the same thing in Huntsville. They came through multiple times, and then when the owner of the club that they kept trying to go to said that, you know, any girl that takes their top off will be thrown out of the bar, girls gone wild, stop coming. Yeah.
Well, but, you know, great first hour. I haven't really been able to listen much this hour. I'm sure since the purveyor of pudding has arrived, it's been equally as stellar. But Robbie's phone call, did my ears deceive me, or did he label the Washington Nationals as, quote, public enemy number one?
He seriously did. He hates the Washington Nationals. And I don't know if it's because he is a Braves fan. I don't know if it's just, you know, a personal thing. I don't know what it is, but he hates the Washington Nationals. Well, like, I think he hates them more than he hates the Warriors right now.
Well, I mean, but come on, Robbie. I mean, ISIS, Kim Jong-un, or whatever, Alabama state government. I mean, there are worse entities out there than the Washington Nationals. But also, you were discussing Nick Saban in his comments on the transfer rule.
Oh, yeah, he is not a fan.
No, and I'd like to get both you guys' opinions on this. Because I totally agree with Coach Saban, as I generally do, because I think he generally does does what he thinks is right, and I typically agree with his actions. But, you know, it is a system of free agency.
Yeah.
And while Alabama, you know, yes, when they say, and people say, well, Nick Saban takes them too. Well, if you don't, you're putting yourself at a competitive disadvantage. But that doesn't mean that you agree with the rule or that you think it's a good rule. And I wish they'd do away with it. But, you know, given Nick Saban's nature, his attention to detail, et cetera, I'm sure that somebody at Alabama right now could pull up type in the name of any school in the country, Fresno State, Bowling Green, Texas, and there would be a list of majors for potential graduate transfers that Alabama offers that would pop up, you know, for them to utilize. So I wish they would rethink this. And did you touch it all on the Malik Zaire deal with Florida?
Yeah, how he's basically waiting to see if the SEC this weekend is going to change it, because it's basically down to Texas and LSU, and that's why this kind of started coming up as well. Or not Texas and LSU, but Texas
Florida,
and Florida.
Yeah.
That basically, if it gets overturned this weekend, he's Florida's starting quarterback. If not, he's heading to Texas.
Well, and given the flaccid leadership we have with the limp noodle suited Greg Sankey, who totally caved in with Maurice Smith last year, that rule was on the books. I think it's a good rule. Alabama went by the rule regarding his transfer, and then all of a sudden, Alabama Nick Saban getting blasted just for following the rules. They're on the book, and of course, Sankey overturned it, and he goes to Georgia. And now Florida, the intent of the rule is that, okay, you take a graduate transfer, they've got to uphold their deal on the academic end. And Florida has two cases where they haven't done that, so they're not eligible. And I just, how in the world do you think they can just say, hey, the rule doesn't apply to us?
Well, and it's going to, I think it is going to come down to competition value. Look, here's the thing is I truly believe that this, not that it's weighted, but I think that even Sankey understands, because if you go at this from a financial side of this, which is the way I look at everything, if you go at it from a financial side, you know at how little the SEC championship tickets are starting to go for now. Because of even last year, Alabama played in the Georgia Dome. They came back about 3 weeks later to play in there again. And you had Alabama fans going, you know what? I'm not going to go watch them kill Florida. I'd rather go watch Washington. And they know now that their ticket is decreasing and they have got to make the game better. It wouldn't shock me if they tried to okay this in hopes that it would make Florida a better team in the East to give the East an opportunity in the SEC championship. It wouldn't shock me if that was the reason. Now, will I ever hear that? No.
No. But you may well be right. And if that factors in any way, shape, form, or fashion into the commission, the SEC office, specifically this commissioner, doing his duty, doing his job, he's there not to represent Florida, not to represent the championship game ticket prices. He's there to represent and provide an equal level playing field to the best of his ability for every member of the conference. And if that thinking even crosses his mind as to whether or not this transfer should be allowed in violation of SEC rules, he has replaced ISIS is public enemy number one in my book.
Well, you know, it's a very good point. They're all good points, and I guess we'll probably get into this next hour a little bit, because you're right that, you know, they made the rules and now they want to change the rules because somebody says, well, it's not fair to the kids. Well, the fact is the kids know the deal going into it, and if they can't hold up their deal, their side of the deal, and if Florida can't ensure that their players are going to classes enough and making enough progress, well, then you're not allowed anymore. And if you're just going to change it because, well, it just doesn't seem fair, well, that's not good enough.
Yeah, and last thing, I know you probably up against a break. Maybe you guys can comment next hour. Speaking, that crossed my mind as well, Russell, that I've never seen or thought I'd see such an era where so many people think if they don't like a rule, they don't like a law, that it shouldn't be on the books, and therefore I don't like it, and it doesn't apply to me.
That's exactly
and that
right.
seems to be permeating our society in all levels, and that's exactly, I think, what we're looking at with Florida in this situation. And it's on bigger levels than sport, it's gravely concerning to me. You guys are doing a great job, as always. I'll be listening the next 2 hours.
Thank you for that, Bogey. We appreciate that call. And that's, you know, and sadly, that, you know, it just like every other conversation, we're never going to know 100% about what happens depending on which way this rule goes here in the next couple of days. We'll never know the true. I mean, we'll never know if somebody goes, all right, the East is down. If we want an opportunity to try to beat Alabama in the SEC East and in the SEC Championship, we need to have something in our favor. And Greg Sankey's like, okay, well, you know, maybe this will help Florida and make the SEC championship better, where we can sell better tickets.
And if they do that, they're spitting on the rest of the member institutions of the SEC, because if you're going to have a rule, by God, you stick to that rule.
240-923-0180-239-9544. We'll be back here in just a few moments. Also, that's what she said, because she also talks about football.
Your city, your station, your voice. This is The Fallout on Sports Radio 740.